This fits in on Fly Jams Friday as well. It's Friday the 13th. Oh, no! That's why we're playing Superstition by the great Stevie Wonder. It is Friday the 13th, and whether or not you are superstitious, you know, that's one thing. But there is an actual phobia of the fear of the number 13. It's triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia is what it's called. And it's a real thing. There are people who actually have a fear of the number 13. By the way, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. After 3:30, we will do You Big Dummy, and we were narrowing the field to Dummy of the Year, which we will crown in a couple of weeks. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday. So it is Friday the 13th, and this is for real. Many people are superstitious about the number 13, but few have a fully fledged phobia. It's closely associated with the fear of Friday the 13th. Sufferers take great care to avoid using or doing anything related to that number. Now, are we one of the buildings, is the Trib one of the buildings that doesn't have a quote-unquote 13th floor? I think they do skip it, don't they?
I think they do.
It goes 12 to 14?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So basically the 14th floor is actually the 13th floor. A lot of buildings don't have a 13th floor. Is that to make sure that people who have triskaidekaphobia who work in the building don't freak out?
I know that a lot of hotels don't do it because people won't stay on a floor that's 13.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. So, all right. So today is Friday the 13th, and we're going to talk phobias. Now, there are a lot of the common phobias that people have. I have a few of them. I mean, I'm a head case, basically. They need, like, psychiatrists in Vienna to study me. I don't know if you've got phobias. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about phobias, common ones, and then really unusual ones. Like that triskaidekaphobia, the fear of number 13. That's kind of unusual. People can have phobias for anything. Now, I'm going to try and pronounce some of these phobias. I probably won't be able to because the names are so ridiculous. But if you describe the phobia, we can get that in there. But if you guys are freaked out about anything, if you're a phobia, 312-981-7200 for talk or text, 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, do you have any phobias?
Yeah, spiders.
Oh, so you have arachnophobia.
Yeah, spiders is getting less and less, but cockroaches for sure.
Is there just a regular insect phobia, Dan? Do we know? It's like arachnophobia is spiders.
And crickets, if I'm walking, or any animal that makes noises in the brush.
That you can't see?
Yes.
Oh.
It freaks me out. I don't like it, and I walk much quicker.
So if an insect or an animal is making a noise and you can't see where that noise is coming from, it freaks you out.
Yeah, because I think it's worse than what it probably is.
Maybe is that fear of the unknown? Do you have any other fears that are similar to that?
No. I mean, if it's just a dark room, whatever, but because you can see it shaking because you know there's an animal in there. Crickets. Yeah, I don't like, I mean, if one jumps on me, I would freak out.
Oh, boy.
Entomophobia is a specific phobia of one or more classes of insect.
Yeah,
that's what Esmeralda has. Okay. Arachnophobia is very common. Very common. That's the fear of spiders. But hey, Vic, you got any phobias?
Vomit is. I don't know if it classifies as a phobia though, because it doesn't cause like intense anxiety, but it freaks me out. I'm going to lose some man cards on this one. Spiders. In my adult life, I don't know why, but as an adult now, I am not the guy to go to kill spiders.
Yeah.
The little black hairy ones especially.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
Well, they're not pleasant.
Bothered me as growing up.
Here's another thing. It's really interesting how we change as we get older. Let me tell you this. I was never afraid to fly when I was younger. Right around, I remember when we went to New York. For the vinyl shop in 1999, I started freaking out on the plane.
Huh, so that's something that happens. I guess we changed.
Yeah, and now I'm terrified to fly. Like, terrified. Last time I was on a plane was 2010 when I went to Ireland. And I had to get soused to get on the plane. I had to get loaded, and which is fine because I was going to Ireland. But I was, you know, so it was, that's the only way that I could fly.
Sure, you had plenty of time to sober up when you got to Ireland.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. I drank for 2.5 weeks straight when we went to Ireland. But anyway, and now that I'm sober, I don't know what I'm going to do if I need to get on a plane. I probably will have to take a pill. I probably will. But I was never afraid of flying, and I wasn't afraid of heights. When I was a kid, I loved roller coasters and being up in the, you know, the Hancock Building and all that stuff. I can't stand heights now. I'm completely freaked out by heights.
I guess our experiences that we have throughout our life change our fears as well.
Yeah, I think so. Here's the weird thing, and I've talked about this on the air before. The weird thing is if I'm inside and I'm in a tall building, I freak out a little bit. But if it's outside, like if I'm on a balcony or something, forget it. Like a friend of mine used to live in Marina Tower on the 39th floor, and I would go and visit him, and we'd go out on the balcony, and I couldn't do it.
Go skydiving.
No. It
may work.
No. Yeah. Not in a million years, no. Are you kidding me?
I used to be somewhat afraid of heights as well, but after skydiving, you're so close to the ground, even on if you're on the 100th floor.
Here's the thing. Everybody says that in order to get over these phobias, you have to confront them. You know? I don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
You're afraid to confront the phobia.
I don't want to jump out of a plane. Because first of all, being in a plane freaks me out enough. So, but I guess that's what you're supposed to do. The weird thing, though, when I am up really high somewhere, I have the feeling that I want to jump. I have this weird feeling like I can jump right now. I could just go right over this balcony and jump.
Or I hear this a lot from people that are afraid of heights, that they feel... Like if you're outside, like on a scaffolding or something, that they're going to be sucked off of it somehow.
Yeah, that's a fear of it. But I have in the back of my mind, I'm like, I want to jump.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. That's what I think of. I'm like, I could just leap over this railing right now and jump. And it sounds psychotic, I know. But I know a lot, you know, when I first admitted this, because it was something like I thought I was nuts. I was like, man, I'm thinking about jumping. I could just jump right off this thing right now. And I thought I was, like, being really psychotic. I thought it was insane. And then when I mentioned it on the air and I mentioned it to friends, a lot of people have that urge. My ex-mother-in-law, we were talking about it one time. She's like, yeah, I'm terrified of heights because every time I'm someplace up really high, I feel like I'm going to jump. And I'm like, oh, my God, I found someone else who is as crazy as I am. So it's really, and I realize that all of these fears are completely irrational. And I don't know how many times I've heard from people, it's perfectly safe to fly. It's, you know, safer in a plane than it is in your car. I've heard that a million times, and I don't care how many times people can explain to me with statistics and facts. I don't care. I can't tell you how many times Orion has told me to just get over it. but I'm sorry. I'm terrified of it. I'm also not a real, like, I can't. Like I have a form of claustrophobia that's only when I'm on my back. Like if I'm pinned, like I couldn't wrestle. Like if somebody gets on top of me and pins me, I freak out. I can't go. I could never work underneath a car. You know how you go under the car to work on the car? Like you're on your back on that little wheelie thing. I'd freak out. Anything above me, like, you know, stopping me from sitting up, I freak. That's another reason why that damn tent thing we were talking about yesterday would freak me out.
Yeah, but it's kind of tall.
It's not tall enough. It's not as tall as, you know, say, the ceiling that the room I'm in.
Jeannie has that, and not to get too personal, but even if we're, you know,
yeah,
laying down for the night and I roll over to hug her, it freaks her out.
I understand.
Sometimes. Yeah. Now, last night, I said, what if I invent something that would separate us, but I could hover above you? And it's soft for both, and I called it the hover cover.
The hover cover? Well, you might want to trademark that, Vic.
On Shark Tank.
Get on Shark Tank. Get your pitch ready, man.
The hover cover. No, but she had a valid point about this product that doesn't exist. She said that it would freak her out more to wake up and see my face asleep hovering above her.
I don't want anything above me. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't. That just wouldn't work. I need to be unencumbered. So I don't know. Now, Dan, you got any phobias?
Yeah, we've talked about my fear of identical twins in the past.
Oh, that's right, identical twins.
I will go with. I do have an unnatural fear of styrofoam. I've got that like when people are playing or touching styrofoam,
and if it rubs,
yeah,
I know what you mean.
Like my teeth hurt.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And you got to do that thing where you kind of do that.
No, I know. You know what? You know what makes me crazy is if I'm going to write with a pen, and I'm just thinking about it, and I got the chills. Thinking about it, I got the chills. Writing with a pen, if I forget to click it.
Oh yeah.
And I expect it to be a smooth, you know, ink thing, and it goes against the paper. I go nuts.
Yeah,
I get that. Nuts.
I get that with when people bite forks.
Oh yeah, forks. Yeah.
I can't handle it. I was like, how does that even feel good?
Yeah. How about you know what my dad has a fear of? What he would freak out? Frosted glasses or frosted bottles.
My ex was that way.
Yeah. And not, I don't mean cold. I mean, you know, like they have the frost design on them.
Yeah, he hated it. I would always, I'd be like, hey, touch this.
Oh, that's nice.
It was frosted.
No wonder he's your ex.
Was that the guy that bought you concert tickets out of the blue?
Yep.
Oh, same guy. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. All right. All right. Well, look, let's take a break. And we've got, it's Friday the 13th. Don't freak out, everybody. It'll be fine. So we're going to talk phobias. If you've got one, you want to talk about it, 312-981-7200. And I got a list here of some really unusual ones. Fear of the color yellow is one of them. Fear of cheese. That's an actual phobia, fear of cheese. Fear of falling asleep. Fear of clowns. These are all real. So if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 on Friday the 13th. Yeah. Do you know what phobia that Rockwell doesn't suffer from? Fear of nepotism. That's a phobia that Rockwell does not suffer from. We're talking about phobias. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. After 3:30, we continue our march to Dummy of the Year with you, Big Dummy. Straight Out of Context is coming up. And Nick D Show Spies leading up to Fly Jams Friday. It's Friday the 13th. People freak out about that. So we're talking about phobias and superstitions and stuff like that. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. I got a couple of texts that have come in. 630 area code says, June bugs suck. Hands down. They're everywhere, always. They suck royal.
What are June bugs?
What?
June bugs?
Yeah.
What are those?
I think they're, are they ladybugs? Aren't they the same thing? It says, love your show, Nick, XOXO. But they suck royal.
June bugs are, he is right, they are this brown-looking bug, and I think they're about the size of a peanut, only darker. And they're, in certain parts of the country, there's a time of year where they, you turn on your back porch light, and there's hundreds of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
So, I'm going to Mexico.
Yes.
In a month, and I just remembered this. When I was, I went there when I was about 13, and in the hotel we stayed, there was cockroaches in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Big ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Don't be. You'll be
just
fine.
Just realized.
You'll be fine.
I will not be using the facilities for 4 days.
Oh, that's good for you. That's really good.
I'll just go in the ocean.
Yeah. It'll okay. There you go. Don't drink the water.
No. Just go in it.
Yeah. But don't drink it. So June bugs suck.
Yeah, they're frightening.
847 area code says tornadoes. I always watch the weather when a big storm comes, and I hate flying too, and it's been 15 years.
The sky. That's what freaks me out when there's
when it's
tornado warnings.
When it like turns green and it's real dark.
Yeah, when it's that frightening. It's beautiful / frightening.
Yeah. I always think about the movie Twister because Bill Paxton at one point when they're waiting for the tornado to arrive where they are and he's looking at the and he's standing there like he's got dirt in his hand. I don't know if you guys I've seen Twister like 7,000 times because it rules. He's got dirt in his hand and he's like he's dropping the dirt into the air to see which way the wind is changing. And he's standing there and he looks down and he's on this road and he looks down and he goes, "She's turning green." And he's talking about the sky.
It does freak me out, though. I'm with
no, I understand.
That listener.
Well, you got no control over that. That's right. Like, you know what I mean? It's nature. It's the heavens. It's like, well, what the hell can I do?
Well, and they just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a lot of trouble sleeping on Tuesday afternoon before my screening of Children of Men. And the reason why was because, like, it was insanely windy out. One of the reasons why I couldn't sleep was because it freaks me out when it's, like, really, really windy out, and I keep expecting, like, a tree branch to bust through my bedroom window. Like, so when there's really high winds, I have a very hard time. I mean, I can't, and it, actually, bad weather while I'm trying to sleep will keep me up. So as a result, between Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning, I think I slept 2 hours, like, between that into that entire stretch, because I went to the screening and I did the show, came straight here, did the show, went home. So, and I couldn't sleep Tuesday because it was like, I thought my windows were going to blow out. It was so windy, and that freaks me out. I can understand why people freak out over weather, because you got no control over it, man. And it
tornadoes specifically, though.
Yeah, when it looks imposing like that, Esmeralda, you're right. It's scary as hell, you know? Like, you look at, you know what's really crazy is, like, if there's a storm coming, and it's a really big storm, and it's a really heavy and bad-looking storm. Like, if you look, like, say it's coming from the south, and if you look to the north, and it's, like, blue skies and, like, barely any clouds, and then you just look over to the, you look to the south, and you go, we're going to die. When that gets here, it's going to cover up all this nice blue sky.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to die. All right, here's some of our fears. I'm not going to try to pronounce them, but there are people have a fear of trees. Fear of the navel. There are some people who are afraid of the belly button. This is the ridiculous one that has to be pretty recent. They coined this phrase 5 years ago. It's nomophobia. And Esmeralda, get this. Fear of being without mobile phone coverage. So people freak out if they can't get a signal. So there's an actual fear for that now.
You know what? I don't have that fear, but I can kind of see it.
Sure.
When you watch horror movies.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They always, yeah, always don't have service.
Well, nowadays, if you're going to make a horror movie in modern times and, you know, you have to be isolated, immediately in the first act of the movie, you have to set up the fact that they have no service. The Evil Dead remake does that right at the beginning of the movie. When they get to the cabin, and Cabin in the Woods does it too. When they get to the cabin, they're like, I've got no reception. Okay, that's taken care of. That plot point is completely taken care of. You are now isolated in the 21st century. Fear of rain is a real thing. How about this one? Papophobia. What do you think papophobia is?
Paper?
No, the Pope.
Like him,
like the
himself?
Pope. I don't know. Maybe this I don't know.
The big hat?
I guess, yeah, fear of a large hat. There's fear of heaven. Oh, Vic, it's a good thing that Jeannie doesn't have this one. It's pogonophobia. Pogonophobia. You know what that is?
I'm trying to know.
Fear of beards.
Oh, God.
And then you floating above her? Yeah.
Yeah, you floating above her with your fear of beards.
Hover.
Yeah.
Hovering.
And then finally, a fear of holes. Tryptophobia. That's, if you type in tryptophobia on the intranets, insane.
I mean, I do get nervous over the grates.
No, this is a bunch of, like, holes. It's like objects like that have a bunch of holes in them, like a bunch of small holes in them.
Yeah, I mean, those are gross.
Yeah.
All cows have that phobia.
What?
Cattle.
Fear of holes?
They do. Ask Orion.
What?
They have a fear of what? It's holes, right?
Well, this is like, it's hard. Tryptophobia is like, it's hard to describe. You'd have to look at a picture of it, but it's something that has a lot of holes,
it's
like
so
teeny
gross.
Holes. It's gross.
It's what? Okay. It's gross.
Yeah, just do a Google search image.
A Google search image tryptophobia, and it's freaky.
Oh, okay.
It's very, very freaky. Okay, we got a break here. We're getting late here for the news. But if you're freaked out about Friday the 13th, everything will be okay. It'll be fine. We're going to take a break, and the news is next on WGN.